You are live. Live.
John, you got a brief one?
3 minutes. Give me 3 minutes.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Town of Curry Beach regular town council meeting of Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. The meeting's been called to order. John, may we have an invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, in our hearts we plan our course, but we pray that you establish our steps. I pray that we seek you for advice. Let us not make decisions based upon what we know, but let us act upon based upon your wisdom. Please guide us, Lord. We place this meeting in your hands. We place our minds in your hands so that you may direct us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first order of business will be the approval of the consent agenda. Do I have any recommended changes to the consent agenda? If not, I will accept a motion to accept it as presented.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as presented in our package.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The consent agenda items are approved. Moving on to the adoption of the regular agenda. Are there any comments, additions, or deletions to the regular agenda as published?
Mr. Mayor, we need to delete item 6.1. The gentleman could not attend tonight. I guess he'll reschedule at some point.
That's the capstone project.
Yeah, the capstone request. Project, yes.
Any other changes? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We approve the agenda as modified.
Second.
Okay, motion and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the agenda is amended, and we can now proceed. First thing we have this evening, and we have a lot of folks here tonight, is public comment. Okay. If you have signed up for public comment, we will call your name. A couple things. A lot of folks are here tonight who may not have been here in the past. There's a 3-minute time limit on the comments. At 3 minutes, we will ask you to step aside so the next person can come and make their comments. These comments are comments that are being addressed to council, so there should not actually be banter back and forth between the chamber and the person making the comments. The only reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is so we can get through it. We can get through it in an orderly manner and maintain the integrity of the meeting. So, under those ground rules, the first person is, and forgive me when I screw up the names, is Suzanne Pio. So, if you would state your name, your address.
I'm sorry, just one more quick comment. If you have something that you've written that you're reading from, if you want to leave it with us, it will be part of the permanent record, and it will help with our minutes. Good. If not, I can give you my card, and you can email it to me if you didn't bring it with you.
Good point, Mandy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Councilman. My name is Suzanne Pio, and I live at 526 Anchor Way. I'm here on behalf of my family and my neighbors that are here with me tonight. If you could raise your hand, please. We wanted to thank you for your support of the recent application that has been submitted by the East Coast Greenway Alliance. We feel a greenway would be a great benefit for our community for future years to come and appreciate your approval of the bike pedestrian plan in May of 2022. On a personal note, we sold a condo on Alabama Avenue, and the Greenway access was a great selling point for us, as my family used the Greenway often. We are both excited and supportive of potentially being awarded the grant to complete the feasibility study for the Pleasure Island Greenway at Fort Fisher. As you know, 2023 is the year of the trail, and we are very excited to be an overall part of this North Carolina initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Would you ask your neighbors to raise their hand again so we get an idea of the people who are here for your support and your... Anybody, do you have a count on that, Mandy?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay, could you raise your hand again? I mean, not if you're in support of what she said, so other people will be talking. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. Next will be Kitty Clark Cole.
Thank you. I'm here as an LCI, which is a certified bike instructor. I'm the education and safety officer for the Terry Benji Foundation and the Cape Fear Cyclists.
Address?
Address? I'm sorry, 4326 Terrington Drive, Wilmington. I have a letter I'm reading that was prepared by the president of the Terry Benji Foundation, co-signed by the president of the Cape Fear Cyclists and the chair of the BPAC WMPO. We are particularly supportive of the application being submitted in concert with the East Coast Greenway Alliance. Kira Beach's location on the ECG has the potential to significantly increase tourism dollars in your town. From its website, the East Coast Greenway is a walking and biking route stretching 3,000 miles from Maine to Florida, connecting our nation's most populated corridor. The East Coast Greenway is designed to transform the 15 states and 450 communities it connects through active and healthy lifestyles, sustainable transportation, community engagement, climate resilience, tourism, and more. The Greenway offers a safe place for bicyclists, walkers, runners, and more of all ages and abilities to commute, exercise, and visit new destinations. The feasibility study grant will allow ECG and the town of Kira Beach to assess all potential routes for future ECG development. The safest and most cost-effective route will likely be recommended for development. When new greenways or walkways are proposed in a community, there's often some hesitancy on the part of homeowners if the proposed multi-use path is located close to homes or yards. We write today to assure homeowners and neighbors of the positive impacts a multiple-use path or greenway can have on a community and home values. According to a research by the WMPO on the impact of Wilmington's Gary Shell Cross City Trail, the trail has had a positive impact on property assessment values and final sale price values on real estate sold within 600 feet of the path. A 2015 regression analysis model found that the proximity of the trail increased real estate assessment values by approximately 14.5% and real estate final sale price by approximately 12% compared to properties greater than 600 feet from the proposed multi-use path. When the path proposed location near UNCW was announced, several homeowners expressed dismay and anger because they did not want the trail located adjacent to their backyards. Their perception was this corridor would have the potential to decrease home values and increase crime in their neighborhoods. After the Greenway was completed, not only did crime not increase, but the homeowners wrote to the WPMO and expressed their regret for having fought against the trail. The homeowners...
Ms. Cole?
Yes?
I'd have to stop you at the 3 minutes. Would you please submit that for
yes.
the record?
Absolutely.
And then people can see the rest of your comments.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Tim Markley.
I believe I sent this by email, but I'll read your copy. Tim Markley, 601 High Avenue, Kiri Beach. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight on the idea of a dedicated bike path that will attach to the current bike path in Carolina Beach. I was one of the community members who filled out the survey you sent out earlier, and I believe in the logic of a dedicated bike path, and it's unassailable. The Carolina Beach path has proven to be a huge success, so much so that the people listed properties for sale, proximity to the path is often listed as a selling point. I've often driven to Clayton, North Carolina to ride the Neuse River Greenway, which is a 30-mile greenway that stretches through Wake County. It is a beautiful 30-mile ride that has no roads that you cross. And it backs up to multiple neighborhoods on that path where their backyard is there. And I wish we had a similar structure here with 30 miles of dedicated bike path. Greenways provide a multitude of benefits to the community. They include making better places to live, creating open spaces, encouraging physical fitness, healthy lifestyles. They create new opportunities for outdoor recreation and non-motorized transportation. They strengthen the local economy. I was disappointed when the council missed the opportunity several years ago to be part of that Island Greenway. And I don't want us to miss that opportunity again. I think this grant hopefully puts us on that path. Now, I understand the concerns of residents along the potential bike path, and I believe those concerns need to be heard and addressed. I travel the Carolina portion of that greenway regularly, but I've never seen some of the issues that have been raised come to fruition. I've also heard a suggestion that we could go with Dow Road. Well, that's not my preference, but it keeps the project moving forward. I think it's a possible alternative. Finally, let me reiterate my support for a dedicated bike path and a link that links the entire island in a safe alternative route for walkers, runners, and cyclists. And I genuinely believe that it would benefit the current residents and potential visitors. And I ask you support the completion of the greenway. Thank you.
Thank you. John Nadeau?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, got lucky.
Well done. Good evening, everybody. Thank you, John Nadeau. I live at 533 Anchorway. And I use the bike path up in Carolina Beach, and I love the bike and walk this community. That's one of the reasons that brought me here. We start by thanking you all up there for your service. And this, it's not always easy, and we don't pay you enough. But thank you for your service to the community. Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words tonight. First off, that 58-page bike and pedestrian plan, it's a great document. It gave us a lot of actions, recommendations, and resources to think about. And I'm grateful for the folks that pulled that together, that team. They did a fantastic job. I noted in the minutes from last month when you all met that you did, in fact, approve seeking the grant to pursue the feasibility. Yes. And I applied for your actions there. I wholeheartedly support that activity. And I think it is obviously the next logical step forward in the process. The study will give us valuable information that will inform us as we move forward in the process. In my experience, having good information and good data can only make your decisions that much better. And I think we're all after good decisions that lead to good outcomes. So it's hard for me to imagine why we wouldn't want the best information possible to drive us and lead us as we move forward. Again, so I wholeheartedly support your efforts and your actions to the state to pursue that feasibility study and make sure we have that information. Obviously, the study poses no risk. There's no downside to doing a feasibility study. It's absolutely what we need at this point to inform our decisions as we move forward. So I would invite us all, I know I certainly have an open mind, although I do firmly believe the study will lead us to show us and further confirm what many of us believe, and that is this will benefit our community and pay off in great dividends for us by further providing safe, secure, paved access and connecting us within the community. So I applaud you for your service, thank you for the opportunity, and I do wholeheartedly support the way forward.
Thank you. Amy Purvis.
Good evening. My name is Amy Curtis, and I live at 802 Margo Way. Mr. Mayor, council members, I come before you tonight to ask the town to install 8 dedicated pickleball courts on the unused baseball field at Joey's Park. I am constantly reminded that there are 5 pickleball courts at Joey's Park, but this is not true. Let me be perfectly clear, there are no pickleball courts at Joey's Park. There is 1 tennis court and 1 basketball court with lines drawn for pickleball play that allow a possibility of 5 pickleball playing areas. More times than not, the tennis court is not available due to tennis play, thus limiting us to 3 areas only on the basketball court. If there's half-court basketball play, then we are limited just to 2 areas. This past summer, we conducted an informal 3-month play survey in June, July, and August, and we averaged 23 players per day of play. These numbers have not declined in the off-season. I dare say there is no other amenity within the town limits except for the ocean and the bathrooms at the Oceanfront Park that can boast these figures on an annual daily basis. In order to bring this project to fruition, 3 things must happen. Number 1, we need approval from the town council. Number 2, we need approved funding for the upcoming budget. And number 3, we need approval from MOTSU. I would hope that we could count on the town council as servants of the citizens of Curie Beach to lend their support to this project and provide funding in the upcoming 23-24 budget. We are aware of the license agreement with MOTSU and the challenges involved to make changes at the park. Carolina Beach recently made some major improvements to their dog park area, added 2 large utility buildings, added new bathroom facilities, and did a revamp of their playground area. All of this was done at a MOTSU licensed park. Clearly, a precedent has been established, and Curie Beach should be able to take advantage of this precedent. If you build it, they will come. They are already here. Pickleball players like to compete in tournaments. Pickleball players play big money to travel all over to compete for little pieces of metal on a colorful ribbon. Not only can the proceeds from these tournaments support 5 first responders, as in the Hegler Open, but they can bring dollars to the town, including much-needed dollars to the Parks and Recreation Department. Combine first-class courts with a first-class beach town, and you have a win-win situation for Curie Beach. Let's make this happen. Let's install 8 pickleball courts.
Ms. Purvis, I have to ask you. Okay, keep your hands up so we get an idea. You okay, Mandy, with an estimate? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Amy. Nancy Shamady.
Nice job.
It's Steve's name who should make it.
My goodness, we know how to pronounce it now.
The Ocean View Drive. Mr. Mayor and Councilman, we appreciate all you do for the town and citizens. I can't imagine how difficult your position is dealing with all the challenges of our community. Everyone wants your attention. The Curie Beach Pickleball Group currently has 95 plus members on our tax fee. But there are more people that play other than our little group. Our group is requesting that the town approve building of 8 dedicated pickleball courts on the unused baseball field. You've heard us plead our case many times talking about the terrible condition of the basketball court where we play and increasing numbers of players and the mental and physical health benefits of the game. We know we don't see the whole picture for the needs of the town of Curry Beach. That's your job. We elected you to represent us and take care of our community needs, big and small. A little history. A lots of pickleball play was indoor at the Carolina Beach Rec Center until March of 2020 in COVID. We moved outside to Curry Beach and loved it. The recreation center, the floor had dead spots, the lighting was not good, and moving outside to Curry Beach was a breath of fresh air. You just put on a lot of clothes in the winter and a lot of sunscreen in the summer. We've been working hard for nearly 2 years to get these courts. The biggest obstacle we faced has been misinformation. Last year, we were told not to go to the budget meeting. This year's message is, we are encouraged to come. Then we were told Matsu is unapproachable, and now we hear they just need specifics and drawings for their consideration, which we have. We also know that the funding is out there. We just need Matsu's okay and your support. It would be nice if we had an advocate on the council. Bless your hearts. All these months, you guys have listened to us make our plea discussing the popularity, the numbers, the growth, the needs. You probably have rolled your eyes at least twice. And here we are again. I don't know why council is hesitant, but please help us move forward in getting these pickleball courts for our community and visitors. Thank you.
Thank you. This one's tougher. I'm just going to have to go with Clark. Okay.
It's Johnny Clark.
Okay.
And I live at 1334 Fort Fisher Boulevard South. And I'm here to support the pickleball. And I want to give you a little synopsis of how it started. Around 2018, we in Curry Beach were looking for places to play the friendly game of pickleball. Many of us had played in other locations, but wanted something nearby. One tennis court was lined and two portable nets were made available for play. Providing the tennis court wasn't being used for tennis. We made do with this arrangement till the basketball courts were finally lined for pickleball, and three more portable courts were ordered, also always sharing with the basketball groups. By word of mouth, the participation grew. Eventually, three new rolling nets were provided. In both 2021 and 2022, the Hegler Pickleball and Tennis Tournaments were held here in Curry Beach with a participation of 40 players each year. Also, $2,000 was raised each year for our local Curry Beach Fire Department. Our pickleball community is growing each and every day. I can't stress enough how this group has become a community, a family, and a welcoming committee for new residents, vacationers, and guests. Thank you.
Thank you. Wick, I know what you're going to talk about.
I'm going to talk about the bike. No. Obviously, I'm here in support of pickleball, and I just want to give everybody a little history lesson first off. Back in 1992, Joe Eakes passed away. It was that year or the following year, and I haven't been able to track it down exactly, that Doris Eakes, his widow, bequeathed a chunk of money that created Joe Eakes Park. Okay? So the facility has been used for the last 30 years. Unfortunately, in that 30 years, time has taken its toll like it has on a lot of us, and it needs, you know, a lot of refreshment. And part of that refreshment is obviously to make some conversions. I'm going to speak on, what I started speaking a couple weeks ago, or a month ago. What are the, potential benefits of this facility? Well, the health benefits are just really obvious across all segments of the population. And when I say, across all segments, at the Hegler Open, we had a 10-year-old boy that participated in that tournament, and he did great. And he's not the only one. I played in Raleigh against an 8-year-old, and he would have kicked my butt if I hadn't had a good teammate. This is across all areas. And really, it probably needs to be expanded into the public schools where they can teach it because of all the health benefits. Other benefits would be the ability to hold tournaments, attracting people from all over the country. I have friends that just got back from the Turks and Caicos. They were out there playing. I have friends that are in Thailand right now. You can go on Facebook and they have pictures of their pickleball crew in Thailand and across the U.S. We get people to come in all the time wanting to play. Obviously, this would increase the town's revenues through fees, heads on beds, which is a major factor, especially during the off season or the shoulder season when we don't have a whole lot going on. Increasing revenue with the restaurants and other businesses. Amy stole my thunder. She heard me say this before. But as in the Field of Dreams movie, build it and they will come. If we do not build it, and she didn't say this, someone else will and reap the monetary benefits. Thank you.
Thank you. Tammy Swanson.
Thank you. My name is Tammy Swanson. My address is 606 Van Dorn Court, and I'm here representing the League of American Bicyclists, the Terry Benji Bicycling Foundation, and Cape Fear Cyclists. I'm the first to tell you I don't like change. I would say that if you change the way I wash my hair and wash my body every day, you will throw me out of sync. So I can understand that there is a lot of controversy about doing a study about a bicycle wreck. However, I have been riding these roads since 2005. I have ridden to Curry Beach all the way down to Fort Fisher and all the way back into Wilmington, everywhere I've ridden across the state of North Carolina multiple times. And I have most likely taught your children or grandchildren something about bicycles. I have been teaching bicycle education here since 2005. And I know that you just had the traffic garden outside here with Mo that did a fabulous job. That was a great traffic garden. I would like to applaud Curry Beach for the amount of participants that came out to help with that. That is the first time I've ever seen that many volunteers come out. But what I want to talk about is kids, and that's my passion is kids. And talking about this feasibility study that you were going to do, hopefully you vote to do this study, but think about your kids. Everybody complains nowadays, oh, the kids are on the video games, the kids are on the video games. Give them a safer place to ride a bike. They may go outside more often. Give them something to do outdoors. Maybe they'll go skateboarding more often. You know, to get to that bike, that skateboard park, you got to get in the car and get over there if you live down here in Curry Beach. Give them somewhere so that they can go outside and do things the way we used to do. A lot of these younger kids, we were outside riding our bikes all over the place till the lights came on. They have no clue what that means. Let's teach them what that means. Let's give them an area to go out there and play and ride a bike and learn how to ride a bike. And I think COVID sparked something. I think that it sparked families getting together. It sparked more bicycles on the roads and on the trails than I've ever seen. And I've been here since 2005. And I've seen a lot of bicycle stuff. And that is the most I've ever seen. If you try to go buy a bicycle, you'll know because you couldn't get one. Because they were just backlogged because everybody was getting a bicycle because people were spending more time. I do want to comment about a bike lane. You have a bike lane on the road out here. The problem with that bike lane is anybody that's lived here for a while, they know the Doolittles were in the bike lane. They know that they were riding in the right direction on the road. And a bike lane now with increased traffic, decreased amount of people moving here, all in the name of building, you know, it brought more people. So let's give a safer place to have kid people out there, people riding bikes, people walking, people jogging. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mike Saloni.
My name is Mike Saloni, and I live at 1714 Pinfish. I played my first game of pickleball today. I played pickleball 2 years ago. COVID hit. I went away from it, but I used to come to this area on vacation all the time. I finally bought a house here, and this is the first winter that I'm actually here. And the first thing I wanted to know was, where are the pickleball courts? And so I finally got down here. They told me it was here, and I played today. And I probably met as many people today and talked about this area and this island in one day that I had in the last 6 months. So I want to thank everyone for watching me play pickleball and still talking to me. Another thing I like to say, I used to go to Florida, and pickleball has exploded. I used to go to Vero Beach. They have, one area has 50 pickleball courts, another area has 20 pickleball courts. People that come to the island, especially as vacationers, I can promise you, are going to look for pickleball courts. It's a social atmosphere. If you're going to come down here and spend money, maybe on off season, you're going to stay here a month, 2 months. If you want to meet people and go somewhere and do something, go to the pickleball court. You will meet them. And so, as I met people today, they told me this meeting was here and asked me to come and just say a word. So don't know too much about all the particulars, but I will tell you this. In every place I'm from, Virginia, they're building pickleball courts. It's the fastest growing game in the country. So I think if for the town people and for the people that you're bringing in, I think pickleball is a great way to say, hey, we're a small beach community and welcome. So thank you.
Thank you. Jimmy Carlo.
Training here on the island. I do it at Carolina Beach, I do it at Curie Beach, I do it at Robert Strange Park downtown. I'm all over the place. This group of people that we have in our community are awesome people, and I think most of you guys know that, and ladies. Okay? Everyone's welcome. This gentleman just spoke here, first day playing, they welcome. Everybody's welcome here, because that's the community we have here at Curie Beach. We take care of each other, and we support each other. Whether it's pickleball, whatever it is, we get together, we unite, and we have to stay that way as a community. We have people coming from other states to come down here for vacation. They inquire, they reach out to me, where can I play pickleball? Curie Beach, Carolina Beach. Give them different locations. I say, you'll feel more comfortable here in Curie Beach. Why? Because the people, the pickleballers here, are great people. They accept every single one that comes here that want to play. And they will teach you how to play. I have my title here. You ready to play? Let's go for it. I will teach every single one of you guys out there, ladies. Come out. Just try it one time. Just try it. You might be wearing the same hat I've been wearing. Because that's what happens to you. And then you build up friendships. When you come out to play pickleball, it's not just about pickleball. No, everybody knows here. I might have something I enjoy doing, paddleboarding. Someone else might like paddleboarding. Now we build up a friendship. I might like a certain wine. That person might like a certain wine. We build friendships here. And this is why we need dedicated pickleball courts here. We have the space. We can get a grant. The state of North Carolina is giving grants out right now, and we just have to match it. And with those grants, we can build 8 pickleball courts here. Not only that, you guys know, and ladies, we have a tournament here every year, right? The Curie Beach, right? The Hegler tournament. With, what, 2 years now, I think, right, guys?
Three years.
We had it. We raised money for the fire department. It's not all about us only. It's about our community. And that's what we're all about. And we just hope you take this into consideration, put it into your heart, and say, hey, let's give our community what they want. We want pickleball courts. We're here. We want pickleball courts. We need pickleball courts. And you'll see, we can bring in, if we get, I can tell you.
Mr. Stanley, I actually have to stop you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For 3 minutes.
Well,
but,
thank you.
But thank you for your passion. I do. Thank you for your passion. Wyatt, can't get the last name here.
There he is.
So you'll need to say it.
Sure. So good evening, Castle. My name is Wyatt Richardson. I live at 685 Lewis Road, Midland, North Carolina. I serve as a board member for the Terry Benji Bike Foundation. We are a nonprofit group dedicated to enhanced bicycle education, safety, and infrastructure improvements here in the Cape Fear region. I'm also a Parks and Recreation Director here in the region. I have 16 years of experience working in local government in cities, towns, and counties in both North Carolina and Florida. I come to you tonight to speak in favor of Resolution R23-01 to support the East Coast Greenway application for the Integrated Mobility Division Feasibility Study Grant Program. I want to commend the board for considering this item. As you're aware, feasibility studies are one of the key ways to identify the most optimal routes to develop multimodal transportation options, such as multi-use paths, sidewalks, and bike lanes. As you're aware, connectivity is one of the most requested items of communities to grow to be less car dependent. Additionally, enhanced connectivity is a great benefit both to residents from an increase in property values and for municipalities from a building perspective. As someone who travels here to cycle on your roads, I typically come on weekends and make a day of that. On average, I bike anywhere from 30 to 50 miles. I usually do that as a solo trip, as I'm trying to find more routes that are safe, that avoid me having to put my kids in traffic, their ages 2 and 4, and tow behind my wife. I typically look for routes that allow me to stay off of roadways. So I really want to just highlight that the feasibility study will identify what the most optimal routes are. I want to commend the board for considering this item. And really in closing, I just want to say that as a local government official and a recreation professional, it's exciting to see so many folks here tonight and speaking in favor of things in their community, such as pickleball courts and connectivity. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Okay. Mandy, do we have any to read into the record?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. We'll give you 3 minutes each.
Town Council. I'm submitting this email to support the need for dedicated pickleball courts in Curie Beach. I am unable to attend this town council meeting in person because of a scheduling conflict in Raleigh. where my primary home is located. I have a second home in Curie Beach that I visit frequently and often play pickleball when in town. I recommend that we have dedicated pickleball courts built on the unused ball field at Jody's Park. These courts will not only address the lack of court availability for local residents, but they will also provide an amenity for pickleball playing tourists that may encourage a return to Curie Beach for their future vacations. To summarize, dedicated pickleball courts will benefit both locals and tourists while taking advantage of currently unused property in Curie Beach. Thank you for your time. The next one is from Al Crum at 803 Fort Fisher Boulevard North. I would appreciate this being read at tonight's council meeting. I listened with great interest to the discussions regarding the Curie Beach Greenway that took place at the 19th of December Curie Beach Town Council meeting. It's clear that this initiative is of high interest and concern to many residents of Curie Beach and will of necessity require much study and public discussion to reach a final plan that addresses the needs and concerns of those most impacted, positively and negatively, by greenway improved pedestrian bike path. With this in mind, I thought it appropriate to add my personal views to the ongoing debate. To set the stage and in the interest of full disclosure, I have been a property owner visiting Curie Beach often beginning in 2015 and now a resident since 2019. In short, I'm a relative newcomer and I have applied for membership on the Bike Pedestrian Committee. I have been a near daily walker rider on the island for the last 3.5 years and feel qualified to add my own observations to the debate. Concerns have been voiced regarding the negative impact the trail would have if it were placed behind homes. When I lived in Northern Virginia, our home was in a development that had an extensive network of paths which ran behind many of the homes. I and a number of others purposely purchased homes directly adjacent to the path because we viewed it as a plus to have this level of access, and I saw no indication that homes on the path suffered any negative impact to their value. Further, looking back to local news reporting and community newsletters, I can't recall reports of any significant crime associated with the trail system. This doesn't necessarily prove these concerns to be wrong, but offers a different perspective. As regards continuing to use the existing bike paths on Fort Fisher and or Dow Road as the preferred solution, I have concerns. As stated previously, I'm a frequent walker biker and was in Northern Virginia with established trail system before retirement and in Central Virginia with no designated roadside bike lane. In the 3.5 years that I've been using the roadside lanes on the island, I've had more close calls than in my previous 20 years in Virginia. In the last year alone, I have been run off the bike lane on Down Road twice, and I've lost count of the number of times I've had to wait frantically to get the attention of a driver drifting toward me in the bike lane or had to move off the lane into the sand while they pass. I realize this is only a sample size of one, but it's nonetheless fact. As noted by an AARP briefing, North Carolina and by extension the Wilmington Pleasure Island population is aging. As this happens, we need for adequate, safe facilities to help us maintain our well-being become even more important, and I for one would prefer trails that are quieter and more nature-oriented than the ones on main thoroughfares that we currently have in too many parts of the island. I further believe that providing a dedicated path would help move the summer tourists, walkers, bikers off the main roads, increasing their safety as well.
Mandy, that's 3 minutes. We'll put the rest into the notes.
Okay.
Next, please.
The next is Tim Markley. He is a resident.
Tim.
He read his already. This is just an extra copy that got emailed.
Tim already spoke this evening. I think he read his letter.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had gotten it in the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll be able to make it tonight.
Thank you. The last one is Tracy Mitchell at 218 Fifth Avenue North. As you may know, Beach Walk HOA conducted a survey among our members regarding the proposed bike path behind the homes along Settlers Lane. 85 lots strong, our membership overwhelmingly was and is opposed to this endeavor for a variety of reasons the committee and council have already heard. Those issues include, but are not limited to, safety, limited access for emergency vehicles, fire break concerns, long short-term maintenance issues, and aesthetics from the federal permit mandates. That being said, it is very concerning that the Bike Path Committee did not reach out to Beach Walk or the Town Stormwater Committee with respect to potential stormwater impacts or existing permits. This proposed path and its impervious surface would also pose a threat of additional water runoff that would impact our beach walk stormwater system, representing the 85 lots in Beach Walk who receive absolutely no financial assistance from this outside water management. We will continue to push back not only to this committee, the council, but also to our state and federal MOTSU oversight. Please know, should there be a threat to our stormwater system, we will respond in kind to protect our membership. We have enjoyed a great working relationship with the town of Kiri Beach and look forward to continuing that relationship of mutual respect and community. I would encourage the committee and council, whoever sees this committee, to reach out to me for further discussions regarding this proposed project and how it will impact citizens of Beach Walk. If the committee wishes to be more effective in their efforts and fiscal responsibility, they will pause this proposed project in the MOTSU easement and focus on other already designated bike paths to include making the existing bike path along Fort Fisher Boulevard consistent in width. If there is one takeaway from today's meeting, please remember that as committee members, you serve and represent the taxpaying voting citizens of Kiri Beach, and there is a group that feel they are not being well represented or heard.
Okay. Thank you, Manny. Okay. All right. That will close the public comment portion of this meeting. I imagine you are all welcome to stay. If you do not wish to stay, I'm going to give you a few minutes to leave so we can then keep the meeting going in an orderly manner.
So 5 minute recess?
5 minute recess.
I'm going to get coffee. All right.
I noticed when we're talking about each other.